The project represents a $1.2 million investment by CFS in the landfill it bought from the city in 2009 on Industrial Drive, just off Puddle Dock Road.
The reason we've chosen to build a 1,000-ton-a-day transfer station right here at the landfill because it gives us the option to be able to move municipal solid waste or commercial waste and residential waste into the landfill, which is the material we need to generate a better compaction landfill to get a longer life, as well at the same time as increasing our methane distribution from the landfill.
Rob Guidry, president of Container First Services, explained that the transfer station is a green way to save money. The methane is sold as a recyclable material at a lower cost than is currently available. In addition,
it allows us to bring in construction and demolition debris. We will sort through that material under LEED certification, in which we will separate cardboard, concrete, wood products, metal products from the load, therefore reducing what we put into landfills, which will basically be the residual left over after we've pulled out everything that can be recycled. Our goal is to get to an 80% recycling rate at the facility.
And he pointed out,
the biggest thing, if we ever get into a situation where we ever have an incident with the landfill due to a natural disaster or something of that nature, or more importantly, we get to a situation in which the Tri-City area runs out of space for garbage and that all we can take in a landfill, then obviously we've got the ability to process it through the transfer station, and then in turn take that material and send that to a third-party landfill.
The current landfill site is expected to be useful for at least another 25 years. The transfer station, Guidry said, is state-of-the-art.
Our goal was to provide the Tri-City area with a facility that would allow us never to have to go outside of the Tri-Cities, that also including the counties of Dinwiddie, Prince George, the cities of Hopewell, Colonial Heights, Petersburg, and obviously part of Chesterfield County. We will have the only facility in those areas that can handle this material, as well as the only active landfill, all within the same footprint of the property and a much cleaner and safer environment for the citizens.
Construction of the transfer station is expected to take a little over 2 months. When CFS bought the landfill from the city, it committed to completing expansion in about 18 months. Because the time to get needed permits moved quickly, things are ahead of schedule. Phase one is already near completion.
We should be in a situation where the expansion will be done by the end of March, and our hopes are to start taking trash on April the 8th. We will start what we call expansion 1B shortly after that, with a completion date of the end of June, which will give us a complete build-out expansion and will allow us to get to 1,000 tons a day.
The operation is a win-win for Petersburg, Guidry said.
The city gains in their general fund from every ton disposed in the facility. We create an environment that allows all of our people, of the surrounding Tri-City areas, a disposal site. And understand, we're doing things right here in Petersburg, Virginia. They're state-of-the-art that you see all across the country in the major cities.
Container First moved its headquarters to Petersburg, bringing at least 35 jobs, and completion will add 5 or 6 more full-time and, he said, some part-time jobs. John Ogle, WCVE News.